Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a little market mayhem. We're diving into the bond market roller coaster and how it's all tangled up with the Trump presidency. Buckle up, buttercup.
Ooh, this sounds juicy. So what's the main ingredient in this financial recipe for disaster?
Well, it all boils down to rising treasury yields, which are making mortgages more expensive than a Michelin star meal. We're talking rates hitting 7%, a number that would make most homebuyers choke on their avocado toast.
7%. That's like a culinary crime. But wait, weren't rates even higher back in the day, like before we had instant pots and air fryers?
True. Historically, 7% isn't outrageous. But, you know, we've gotten used to those sweet, sweet 3% rates, like a perfectly cooked souffle. The real estate market is basically addicted to this cheap money, like a chocoholic at a Godiva factory.
So what's causing this sudden spike in yields? Is it the Fed's fault? Did they forget to add yeast to the economic dough?
That's the weird part. The Fed has actually loosened policy, which is like adding more yeast. But the yields are still rising. It's like the dough is ignoring the yeast altogether. Some say it's strong growth, but others are pointing fingers at Trump's policies, like his tariff threats and, immigration crackdowns. It's like adding too much chili powder to the recipe. Things are getting spicy.
Hold on. Are you suggesting Trump's policies are messing with the economic recipe? Isn't that a bit of a stretch?
Well, the article does suggest that Trump's potential trade tariffs could lead to price rises, which could spook the bond market. I see your point, though. It's a complex situation with many moving parts.
Got it. So what's the worst-case scenario here? Are we talking a full-blown economic souffle collapse?
Well, Ray Dalio, the big cheese of Bridgewater, is worried about a potential debt crisis, like a cake that completely falls flat. He suggests some radical solutions, like slashing spending and letting inflation rise. It's like trying to salvage a burnt cake by adding more frosting. It might work, but it's risky.
Yikes! So what's the takeaway here? Should we be stocking up on canned goods and hiding our money under the mattress?
Not yet. Bessent, Trump's treasury pick, seems aware of these issues and wants to avoid a disaster. But he's in a race against time, like a chef trying to whip up a last-minute dessert before the judges arrive. The bond market is like a fickle food critic, and it'll be the ultimate judge of whether his recipe works.
This has been a fascinating, if slightly terrifying, culinary adventure into the world of finance. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.